Brett Stevenson was glad to finally be on his own in the forest for a little while, his wife having gone back to the B&B. After the discussion they'd just had, he needed time to calm down and be by himself. If she'd stayed, he wasn't sure what would have happened. It seemed like all she'd done since they'd come to the B&B was press his hot buttons. It was almost as if she'd planned to aggravate him. And who knows, maybe she had. He still didn't understand why she'd insisted they come to the B&B. It wasn't like they lived that far from Cottonwood Springs. Who took a so-called vacation that was only a couple of hours from home? But she'd seen an advertisement for the new Dawn B&B online, and she'd become obsessed with the idea of spending a weekend at the B&B. Brett had to admit that some strong words had been said on his part about going to the B&B, and he'd probably been a bit of a jerk about it. But finally, he'd relented and agreed to go. He acknowledged he was lucky to have Amanda, his wife, especially after everything he'd done. He knew he wasn't the best husband. He found himself treating her badly, even when he knew she didn't deserve it. It was almost as if he couldn't help himself. The cruel words and hurtful remarks would leave his mouth as soon as they jumped into his mind. He'd accused her of cheating when he knew she hadn't, just so he could act like he was jealous. Whenever Brett did that, she'd stay in the background so she wouldn't attract any attention to herself. When her self-esteem was low, she didn't make him feel like he might lose her. There were plenty of times he blatantly made her think he wasn't listening to her just to keep her in line. Another issue he had with her was that she wasn't like the woman he'd married, and sometimes his frustration at that came through. He'd yell at her, say things he knew he shouldn't, and sometimes just withdraw completely. More often than not, he found solace in his cell phone. He'd pick it up and get carried away watching videos, playing games, or whatever else he could find on it to entertain himself. Brett knew he was shutting her out, but there were times he didn't want to even look at her. When he had his phone in his hand, it was like a silent signal for her to leave him alone. That seemed to be the only time he was able to find some peace from what he felt had become a constant battle between them. Otherwise, he was constantly on edge. He'd lost count of the number of times he wanted to reach out and wrap his hands around her throat and strangle her, just to make her shut up. Amanda had been sure they could rekindle their romance on this trip, and that's why she'd wanted to take it. But he didn't feel like anything could change the way things were now. They'd be okay if she just didn't make things difficult, and anymore, that seemed to be all the time. When she was being difficult, he had to raise his voice or say something to put her in her place. After all, he was the man in the relationship. If she expected to have children with him, she better straighten up. He was perfectly happy not having kids, but lately she'd been hounding him about it. The last thing he needed was someone else expecting even more from him. Earlier, Amanda and Brett had decided to take a walk. It was a nice evening, and one of the few ways Brett could find peace and quiet was when he was walking among the trees. Something about their strength and height had always been a haven for him. Bridget, one of the owners of the B&B, had told them that some of the wooded area behind the B&B was owned by them, and as long as they didn't go too far, they were welcome to walk around. She told him to talk to Link if he wanted more information about it, but since Brett had kind of gotten into it with Link, he decided against it. Instead, he took Bridget's word about the nearby forest, and he and Amanda had set off on their walk. Brett tried to do things right as they walked together in the fading light. He'd really been working on controlling his anger because it wasn't like he wanted to ruin the entire trip. But as usual, they ended up arguing, and Amanda stormed back to the B&B in another one of her moods. He sat down next to a tree and reflected on where everything had gone so wrong. Lately, she'd been getting them more and more frequently, and he was tired of it. He'd tried to put her in her place, but that seemed to backfire too. Normally, she'd just shut up and leave him alone, but not this time. This time she was like a dog with a bone, and she wouldn't let up. She even accused him of being an abusive husband. As soon as he'd heard that word, a fire blazed inside him. How dare her accuse him of that?